Okay, this is the pre-bid conference for on-call division-wide selective vegetation removal of trees and stump grinding. I'm Pat Mansfield, roadside environmental engineer for the division. And with us here, we've got Doug Mazzell, Dennis Robertson, Chris Slatka. And we have one bidder at the table, and that's Phelps Tree Service.
Thank you. Glad to have you here. More than you know.
Absolutely. First off, let me just say I'm not going to read this whole contract. We expect you to be able to read and understand the contract document. But I will go through and just point out things that are we feel are important as we go through. So, first page, this is a small business enterprise contract. The bid opening will be on July 22nd at 2 p.m. And this does cover all the counties in our division. On page 2, please note that we expect you to carefully examine the proposal, all the plans, specifications, special provisions, the form of the contract, and forms of contract payment bond and contract performance bond. I mention that because I need to clarify that this is a small business enterprise contract, and as such, there is no performance bond or payment bond. If this contract were to go over $500,000, we would not award it. And there is no bid bond, so we'll make sure that's completely clear. Paragraph 2 outlines the counties where this work will be done in, and paragraph number 3, North Carolina Department of Transportation, Raleigh Standard Specification for Roads and Structures, January 2012 edition, with all amendments and supplements thereto, is referenced, incorporated into this, and made part of this contract, except for any modifications that we'll see later on in the contract. So make sure that you're aware of that document and you know where to find it online. If you don't, we'll be glad to give you instructions on where to find it. Next to last paragraph, quantities shown in the itemized proposal of the project are considered to be approximate only and are given as a basis of comparison of bids. Department of Transportation may increase or decrease the quantity of any item or portion of the work as may be deemed necessary or expedient. Okay, on page 4, instructions to bidders. Item 1, return the entire proposal with your bid. Item 2, make sure everything is either written in ink or typed. Item 3, the unit price of every item must be listed on the bid form, and the unit price does govern. 4, the amount bid shall be entered for every item. Number 6, do not use correction fluid, correction tape, or similar product to make corrections. We have an extra copy here if you'd like to take it with you, just in case you do make an error. Just use a new sheet. Otherwise, it's available online. And you can just print another page. That's a whole lot better than marking through and all that other stuff. But if you want to mark through, just make sure it's been done in ink and you initial above it. In number 7, note, signer, witness, and notary public must be different individuals. Cannot be the same person. Number 10, the proposal with the bid sheet still attached shall be placed in a sealed envelope and received in the division office, not this office, but in Chris's office at the division, by 2 p.m. on Wednesday, July 22nd. And then item number 11, please make sure that statement is on the outside of your sealed envelope. If you mail it in, which you certainly can, and you're not going to do that. Okay.
No,
you're going to be there.
That's right.
Okay. Good enough. All right, moving on to page 5. This is mandatory pre-bid conference, so only bidders who have attended and properly registered will be allowed to bid and be considered for award of this project. Page number 6, the date of availability is the date the purchase order is issued. The completion date for all work will be August 31st of 2016. Now, this contract can be extended for 2 additional periods, 1 year each. If we choose to extend it and you accept the extension, you will receive a 3% increase in each of the lineup to the total of the contract, and there will be no changes to the terms or conditions of the contract if an extension is implemented. Liquidated damages for the contract are $250 per calendar day. Now let's get into that. Intermediate contract time number one and liquidated damages. The date of availability for this intermediate contract time will be the day the contractor receives notification to perform work. Let me elaborate. We will call, fax, email, whatever is the best route. We prefer email and telephone calls. To let you know that you have received a tree cutting request. And we'll have a form that we'll send you that specifies the approximate size and the location, county, SR, blah, blah, blah. All that's going to be on there. From the date you receive that form, you have 25 calendar days to get it completed. And we'll set up some sort of schedule where by the 5th of each month, we're going to notify you whether or not you have anything to cut that month. It might be the 1st of the month, but we'll set up a schedule. And so you can pretty much say, okay, from the 1st of the month to the 25th of the month, I got to get this amount done. If you receive something else from us, that'll go on the next month. But anyway, you've got, from the date that we let you know that you've got work to do, you've got 25 days to get it done.
Is there only one contact person, or you deal with each individual office or county?
We are the office you deal with.
Right here.
That's right. That's why we do it as a division-wise, so it's less confusing for you.
Yeah.
You don't have 15 people calling you.
That's right.
You might have me. You might have Doug Mazzell calling you. Doug's going to be your main contact on the tree cutting. Now, we will have various inspectors. The way we do inspections out of this office is each inspector has his set of counties that he looks after. It's Doug's job to coordinate and make sure that he knows where the tree cutting's going on, and then he's going to let Israel know, or he's going to let Claude know, or he's going to let John know, or Eli, or whoever it might be. He's going to let them know, hey, buddy, you got a tree request, tree cutting going on in your county on this date. And then you might receive a phone call from that inspector saying, I'm going to be your inspector on this job at such and such a place. What's your intention on getting this done? When do you plan to be there? We do appreciate very much you coordinating with each of those individual inspectors and being pretty firm on your date of when you're going to go and what time you're going to be there, because yours is not the only inspection they're doing. They're also doing mowing inspections, which at this time of year takes up 80% or more of their time. So they're scheduling you around something else that they're doing. And if for some reason, like if Dennis has got Eli way slammed down in the bottom of Hyde County, but there's a tree that needs to be cut in Plymouth, we might send Israel over there to take care of it for him. We'll work that out, those logistics, but there's five different inspectors in this department, but your main contact is going to be Doug, and then we will coordinate, you know, who's going to be looking after you at that point. Now, let me just say also here, if at the time of notification you feel like that the operation is too much, if it's too many trees for you to get cut in that 25 days, that'd be too much. At that point of time, you have the opportunity to say to me and Doug, Pat, you crazy. There's no way I can get all that done. Can we do this many here and this many here? Fine, we'll work with you. But you have to do that when we first send it to you. You can't wait till day 20 and say, I can't get all this done. Your opportunity is at the beginning. Give us notice that it's not possible for you to get this much done, but you can do these, and we will work with you. I mean, we're going to be as fair as we can possibly be. We've been waiting a while to have a good tree contractor. So we will be fair and we'll be patient. But you provide us some justification for requesting additional time and we'll work with you. If you don't get it done, though, and you've not provided justification in the beginning, then we're going to slap some liquidated damages on you to get your attention. that we're serious. And they're $250 per calendar day, even for days that we won't let you work, like Sundays and holidays. So those will apply. All right. Moving on to page 7. Day and time restrictions. According to this contract, you can work Monday through Saturday from 30 minutes before after sunrise to 30 minutes before sunset. But again, it's important that we know what kind of work schedule you want to do. We prefer that you not cut trees on Saturday, but if you need to, you know, we'll work with you. Okay? And then holidays and weekend work restrictions are listed below that. Now, if you work outside of the perimeters of these restrictions, on this liquidated damage, we will charge you $250 per hour that you're out there when you're not supposed to be. All right, page number 8, non-exclusive contract. I suppose that doesn't apply because there's only one bidder at the table. Page number 9, under prosecution of work. We expect you to prosecute the work in a continuous and uninterrupted manner. If you need to suspend your operations, you need to let us know and you need to get authorization from us before you suspend those operations. And they need to be, for whatever reason beyond your control, you just cannot get there. If you do suspend your operations without permission, then we will be charging you $250 for each calendar day that suspension takes place. Basically, what we're saying is if we give you 5 trees to cut and you decide you're going to come in on Monday and get started, we don't want you to work Monday this week, Tuesday next week, Thursday the next week. Plan on coming in, knocking it all out at one time, and getting on out of here. Okay, the next few items you can read on your own. We'll go to page 11. Under liability insurance, make sure that you read the standard specifications of what your liability insurance requirements are, but also take note that prior to beginning service, all contractors shall provide proof of coverage issued by workers' compensation insurance, or you will present us a certificate of compliance issued by Department of Insurance for self-insured subcontractors. We often have contractors tell us, well, I don't have to pay workman's comp. That's fine. You give us a certificate that says that. Otherwise, we expect you to have workman's comp insurance. On page 12, under subletting of contract, all requests to sublet shall be submitted within 30 days of the date of availability or prior to the expiration of 20% of the contract. So if at any time, I mean, if you got somebody that's going to do your stump grinding for you, and you know that, before 20% of your contract year is up, you need to let us know who it is. You need to ask for permission to sublet to that person. Okay? And that's just an example. On page 13, this contract is for the performance of on-call removal of trees and stump grinding work in Division 1, consisting of Bertie, Camden, Chowan, Currituck, Dare, Gates, Hertford, Hyde, Martin, Northampton, Pasquotank, Perquimans, Terrell, and Washington counties. Specific work requests will be submitted to the contractor during the life of this contract. Contractor shall furnish all labor, materials, and equipment necessary for the execution of said work. And in bold print, the contractor is not guaranteed a minimum quantity of work for each work request. Okay? Mobilization. Mobilization will be paid 100% of the mobilization unit bid per district for each separate tree removal and stump grinding work request. And the districts are divided as District 1 is Camden, Currituck, Dare, Gates, Pasquotank, Perquimans. District 2 is Bertie, Hertford, and Northampton. District 3 is Chowan, Hyde, Martin, Terrell, and Washington. In other words, we're going to send you a tree request for District 1, and it's going to have whatever number of counties that have a tree at that time, but it's a District 1 tree cutting request, and you get a mobilization charge to go to District 1.
Every time that you get one?
in a district.
Yeah.
So like you could have three counties in one district. That's one mobilization charge, but you're going to three different counties, okay? You could get three tree requests, in other words, three separate districts at the time, okay? And each one of those would have a mobilization charge. That could mean you have 14 counties that you're going in, but you got three districts.
I got you.
Got it? Good. Okay, good. Selective vegetation removal. The trees to be removed will be marked or flagged by the field by NCDOT personnel. That's been hit or miss in the past because we rely on the maintenance yard to identify their tree. Sometimes they choose not to mark them and just meet you there. So we prefer they mark them or meet us there before you come so we can mark them. But we'll work through that. But there may be an occasion where you're going to meet a maintenance person at the site and he's going to point to the tree in question. But at in any rate, to ensure you've identified the right tree, before you remove it, verify it with NCDOT. In other words, your inspector. Make sure that your inspector verifies the tree to be cut with you. And all tree diameter sizes will be measured at diameter breast height, which is 4 feet 6 inches above the adjacent ground level. Number four, page 14. When we're talking about stumps, we want you to cut it as close as possible to the ground, but we realize you don't go all the way down to the ground. Doesn't make sense to do that. But we would like for the stump to be no taller than 18 inches on the uphill side of the trunk of the tree. You should be able to cut a tree 18 inches off the ground. Now, we have had trees that the stump was not sound. In other words, you had that ring all the way around and the middle of it was completely gone. In that case, we'd like for you to take your chainsaw and cut it as close as you can to the ground. After that tree comes down, just cut it as close as you can to the ground. Under selective stump grinding, when requested, the entire stump and any visible roots within 6 feet of the stump shall be ground to 12 inches below the adjacent natural ground surface on all sides of the tree. And then you can just take those stump grinders and throw them right into the hole. That's fine. Under general, disposal of all trees, vegetative debris shall be in accordance with Article 802 of the 2012 standard specification. So make sure you read that and dispose of it properly. Under measurement and payment, under selective tree removal, we've already talked about how we're going to measure it. And once it's been removed, these are the sizes, and it's a range. We call it a 6-inch tree, but it's up to 8-inch tree is each. A 10-inch tree is 8 inches to 12 inches. A 15-inch tree, 12 to 18, and so on. And then that 52-inch is anything that's over 51 inches and larger. On page 15, under stump grinding, it's basically the same thing, except notice that we're going to measure. Some of the time, you're going to cut a tree and you're going to grind that stump. So in those instances, we're going to use the tree measurement diameter at breast height as your stump grinding measurement. And that may or may not seem fair, but that's what we're going to use. If it's just a stump grinding job, tree's already been cut and we just want you to drunk, then we will measure across the diagonal of the stump to get you that measurement. All right, overhang clearing. We would want you to be able to cut to a height of 18 feet above the roadway and 8 feet from the outside edge of the travel lane. I want you to cut it back, cut it up, take that slice out for us. And do note that down in that text it says all scarred areas and cuts shall be thoroughly covered with tree paint as necessary. I will never ask you to do that. That's a promise.
Yeah.
It doesn't do any good at all. It's just a waste of time. Okay. And the method of measurement on that, and on the bid form, is by the linear foot.
And it says on that last sentence, the quantity of overhang clearance to be paid for will be the actual number of shoulder linear feet cleared, measuring along the outside edge of the pavement on the side of the road.
It sure does. How about that? Pat missed that completely. Okay, the next 5 pages is your traffic control. Each situation is a little bit different. Just make sure that you understand your traffic control requirements. If at any time you are not sure, Doug's the guru. You ask his opinion on what you need to have at this particular site. There may be times you're going to need an attenuator truck. Maybe times you won't. But just make sure that you are following our traffic control guidelines. Okay, we can go on to page 22 as far as personal protective equipment. I know some tree cutters are like monkeys, and that's great. I love to watch them when they're doing it, that kind of tree cutting. But regardless of how you're doing it, your people need to be outfitted according to what Asha says they should have on, and they need to have it on. I don't want to see a rope tied around somebody's waist and the other end of it tied to the bumper of the pickup truck. And trust me,
I don't know about that.
We have seen that. we saw something similar to that. Just make sure that they are properly outfitted according to what Asha tells you you have to have. Okay. At the very minimum, though, safety vest, all of your personnel. They may not be climbing the tree. They might be standing beside the trailer and just putting the stuff on the trailer, whatever. Everybody needs to have on that safety vest.
Except the chainsaw operator.
That's right. The chainsaw operator does not have to wear it just because it could be, you know, pulling in. And if you happen to have a chipper on site, the chipper operator would not have to wear it. We don't want the vest to catch and pull. Okay. All right. Under driveways and private property, make sure you do not cut off the access to somebody's driveway. All right. Errata is just changes, current changes to the standard specifications. Going through to pages 25 through 25 to 30 is execution of bid. There's one of these that fits your company. You need to pick out whichever one it is and fill that one out. If you want to just mark through the other ones, a line through them, whatever, but you need to fill out the one that fits your company. If you're a corporation, you have to have your corporate seal on there, and also note that these have to be notarized. And as I said before, the notary and the person signing it cannot be the same person.
If you don't have a corporate seal, get a bottle top, a quarter, write around it, just write the name of your company. That, I mean, you don't have to have one that's involved. But if you do, that's great. And if, fill it out to its entirety. When you're filling it out, if you have a question, call myself or Barry. I mean, I'd rather you make 10 phone calls and we get it right than one thing not be filled out right and it, we consider the bid irregular.
Yeah.
You call for anything we can help you with.
Okay, pages 31 and 32 talk about debarment. Page 33 will be filled out by Barry in our division office. Page 34 is our bid form. I think we went over how we're going to measure the trees. We need for you to add a, in the unit price, we need a unit price for each item.
What about the temporary traffic control? That's I hadn't ever seen that.
If you look on the traffic control special provision, what we tried to do, given we didn't know all of the locations that you may be working, so we broke it up to you'll be paid a traffic control monetary value based on a two-lane road or a multi-lane road. Okay. So we didn't feel like it was fair to you for you to, you know, figure a traffic control price.
Yeah, if you didn't need it.
That's right. I mean, you don't know where you're going, so if you based it all on, say, a multi-lane road, then, of course, that traffic control price would be higher.
Yeah.
Most of your stuff, I feel like, is going to probably be on two-lane roads anyway. But we try to break that up to make it more fair to you. Being an on-call contract, we didn't know exactly all the locations. We still don't. I mean, as the year progresses and as the contract progresses, there'll be different locations. But we tried to break it up just to be fair to you so that we had a number there for the different types of traffic controls you'd have to provide. That's all.
But you would get traffic control each time you get a tree request. It's just like mobilization.
Mm-hmm. So that's for each tree then?
For each district.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for each district.
Right.
Okay. Because that's what I was just when you have two different temporary traffic control for two in old-time lane.
Right.
Well, if you get a call in, say, District 1, that may be a multi-lane facility. Mm-hmm. And then, say, if we sent you to District 2 on a two-lane road, that would be something different.
Yeah.
But his point.
Per tree, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
I got to have traffic control.
What we've got is District 1, District 2, District 3, but this looks like it's per each.
Per each.
So, it, so per each,
I don't want to
okay,
be too high or too low,
right,
you know? Right. It should be
per each tree.
That's right, because okay, each time you've got to mobilize
from
to that
one
location,
tree to another.
You've got
that's
to
true.
Traffic control there, whether it be a lane closure, shoulder closure, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I would figure that.
So if there's 10 trees on request,
should be 10.
Each one get 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You're going to get it every time.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I didn't want to, you know.
That's right. No,
right.
No, definitely, definitely.
Glad you asked that question.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. I mean, we.
The quantity is going to be a whole lot higher.
Yeah, than 40.
And we can just, we can
that's,
go to
that. That's fine.
I mean, that's the estimate.
Yeah.
Well, this is just an estimate only.
Yeah.
I mean, we can overrun that by 100% without having to do anything.
Yeah.
Because I was initially thinking it was going to be per tree request, and but he's having to move different locations.
I wouldn't know how many trees you're going to send me. So.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
And it could be 10 different locations on that same tree.
Yeah.
And the traffic control of each location could be a little different. You might have flaggers on one and not on another.
Yeah.
You know, where you've got to close a lane to get it down.
We had it before we tried to have it.
Yeah.
Just make everything safe.
Yeah. For
your guys as well.
Yeah, unless you can see down the road a mile this way. But then some people still can't see.
That's right.
Run up on you, slam the brakes.
That's right. We'd rather you use every precaution available to you.
We had somebody running back of a truck when we had this contract before. I mean, we had three signs.
Really?
Out, yeah, just like you're supposed to on either side. And she said the sun was in her eyes.
So, I mean, we've
had
a
guy standing beside the truck with flashers on. He had the sign. And he was like, jumped out the way and she ran back of the truck. That's
yeah.
A long time ago.
Well, I'm glad he was safe. I mean, that's like Chris said, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
We have a great respect for that traffic,
and
we would encourage you to develop that and make sure your employees. We'd like to see you every morning before you get started. Stop everybody and talk about safety for a few minutes, and just reiterate to them: traffic's going past your elbow at 55 to 70 miles per hour, literally past your elbow. And I don't know about your earth suit, but my earth suit can't stand too many whacks from a vehicle, without getting some damage on it. So everything you need to do with your traffic control, please do. That completes my portion of this pretty big conference discussion. Anybody have any questions or comments?
Just for clarification on special trees, okay, what's the, we'll eliminate that before it gets to him, pretty much, like the tree that was in Corain, the one that's still up in South Mills, that one that is stumped and is on a pavement to the ditch, and it's the stump's that high above the ground, where it's just pushing up. So, I mean, there's no way he can do that job and make money. On these rates.
How big is that tree?
It's big.
It's plus, it's oversized. And like I say, the stump.
So you hate to price something
Yeah, yeah.
For a normal $1,500, that's right. Might be a $5,000 tree.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. This power line's coming in, I know, four directions.
Well, they've got the top out. It's just the trunk now, but still, once you get the tree down, the stump is probably that high above the root, and it's from the edge of the blacktop to the ditch, and it's probably longer than this table. So, I mean, it's going to be a constant grind to ever get it down. You know,
and last time I saw it is that they ground that down, and he kept going. It rode, would have rode away into the ditch.
It's going to be an issue. I mean, you can probably get it down to the shoulder height, but I'm just saying we want to be sure we can prevent that every before it gets to him.
Well, anything that we see that is what we would call a special tree, then we'll just have to decide whether or not we're going to put it in this contract or not.
Yeah. Or even if you had to do some type of supplemental agreement, let him give you a price on what it would take for him to do it, because it needs to be fair to him for sure.
And that's what, you know, that's what we were doing the Corain tree, but we couldn't never get the guy.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're looking at, you know, I mean, we're trying to be fair. We've got to make money.
Yeah.
And it's not a hobby, I don't think.
No.
Don't do it for recreation, huh? Okay. Any other questions or comments?
Everything good to you?
Mm-hmm. All right.
I reckon there's nothing that you need to see you'd like for us to change in here. Everything's pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks fine.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to know, even in the future, what we can do to make this more appealing to people like yourself.
Yeah.
You know, if it's something that you need to say, look, you know, Chris, really, y'all need to think about doing it this way. Because we're on the outside looking in. We try to sit in your shoes, but we really don't know how you do business or other contractors. But either way, we're extremely glad you're here today. Mm-hmm. And if there's something that we need to do to make this more appealing, then please let us know.
Looks good to me.
Cool. Very good. We sure appreciate you being here.
Yep. Look forward to you being.
It'll be in.
On the 27th.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Let me get you to sign out.
Yeah, that's right.
Or else we'd be voiding this thing right now.
And y'all are SBE certified?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll make sure we are. I wasn't one time. But okay.
Just make sure prior to the bid date that certification is there.
Yes.
That's cool.
All right, see you guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Are you still recording?
Yeah.